Introduction. Hello everyone, welcome to my channel. Today I will talk about the work The Way of the Superior Man by Miyamoto Musashi, one of the Japan's most famous samurai. Before starting the video, let's briefly get to know who Miyamoto Musashi is. Chapter 1. Who is Miyamoto Musashi? Miyamoto Musashi was a samurai, philosopher, strategist, writer and ronin born in Harima Prefecture, Japan in 1584. Before he was 30 years old, he won over 60 sword fights and with his success, he became known as Bunkyo Musashi. Musashi was born into a samurai family in Harima Province in 1584. His father, Shinman Munisai, is a famous swordsman. Musashi trained in swordsmanship under his father and showed himself to be a skilled warrior at a very young age. When he was 13, Musashi's father died in a duel with Musashi's brother. This event deeply affected Musashi and became a significant turning point. In the early 1600s, Musashi fought in battles throughout Japan and won many duels. In 1612, Musashi cemented his fame by facing and defeating Sasaki Kojiro, one of the most famous samurai of the time in a contest. Musashi then began living as a ronin and devoted the rest of his life to teaching and writing about the sword arts. Musashi was not only a warrior, but also a philosopher and writer. His works, The Book of Five Rings and The Way of the Superior Man, have received significant attention in Japan and worldwide. The Book of Five Rings. This work is a guide written on sword arts and war strategy. The Way of the Superior Man. This work is book on Musashi's life philosophy. Chapter 2. The Way of the Superior Man. The Way of the Superior Man is a work by Musashi on the philosophy of life and martial arts. Discipline is given a lot of space in his work. The Way of the Superior Man is a book in which Musashi conveys his experiences and philosophical views on sword art. The book consists of four parts. 1. In the first chapter of his book, Musashi explains the basics of sword art. It gives information about how to hold the sword, how to use it, and what kind of mental and physical discipline it requires. According to Musashi, the basis of sword art is the correct holding of the sword. The sword should be held with the support of both hands. The left hand has the sword's hilt, while the right hand guides the blade. The sword should be held close to the center of the body. Musashi also explains how to use the sword. The sword can be used for both cutting and piercing blows. The best way to learn how to use a sword is to practice. Musashi also says that sword art requires mental and physical discipline. The swordsman must know not only how to use his sword, but also how to control himself. The swordsman must be free from emotions such as anger, fear, and anxiety. Musashi's views on the fundamentals of sword art remain valid today. Those who want to learn the art of swordplay can benefit from studying Musashi's books and teachings. 2. In the second part of his book, Musashi shares his views on how we can apply the art of swordplay to other areas of life. According to Musashi, sword art is the art of using weapons and philosophy of life. The art of the sword teaches us important life lessons such as courage, patience, discipline, and wisdom. Musashi gives some examples where we can apply the art of the sword to other areas of life. For example, the courage that the sword art teaches us can help us when making difficult decisions in our work or relationships. The patience that the sword art teaches us can help us overcome difficulties. The discipline that the sword art teaches us can motivate us to achieve our goals. The sword art's wisdom can help us understand life better. Musashi's view on applying the art of swordplay in other areas of life remain valid today. Those who see sword art not just as a sport or hobby, but also a philosophy of life can benefit from Musashi's teachings. 3. In the third chapter of his book, Musashi shares his views on the nature of war and the requirements of being a warrior. According to Musashi, war is a disaster. War leads to death and destruction. However, sometimes war may be necessary. For example, fighting to protect a country from invasion may be required. Musashi also shares his views on the requirements of being a warrior. According to Musashi, a warrior should have the following characteristics. Courage. A warrior must have courage. In war, it is necessary to overcome fear. Patience. A warrior must be patient. In war, one must wait for the right time. Discipline. A warrior must be disciplined. In battle, controlling your emotions must. Wisdom. A warrior must be wise. In war, it's necessary to make the right decisions. Musashi's views on the nature of war and the requirements of being a warrior remain valid today. It's important to remember the devastating effects of war and strive to avoid war. However, sometimes war may be necessary. In such cases, knowing the qualities that warriors must have is essential. 4. In the fourth and last chapter of his book, Musashi shares his views on death and immortality. According to Musashi, death is inevitable. However, immortality can be achieved through one's actions and thoughts. Musashi expresses his views on death and immortality as follows. Death is inevitable. However, immortality can be achieved through one's actions and thoughts. Musashi mentions two types of immortality. Physical immortality. This is when one's body doesn't die. However, such immortality is impossible. Spiritual immortality. A person's actions and thoughts continue to live after death. This type of immortality can be achieved by being a good person and positively impacting the world. Musashi emphasized the importance of spiritual immortality. According to Musashi, a person can continue living after death through actions and thoughts. Conclusion. The Way of the Superior Man can be read as a sword arts book and a life guide. The book teaches us important life lessons such as courage, patience, discipline, and wisdom. Even though centuries have passed since this book was written, it is still precious today, and Musashi experienced spiritual immortality. Thank you for watching my video. Remember to subscribe to my channel. See you in the following videos. Goodbye.